Welcome to the Gear Vlogs, the ultimate pit stop for automotive enthusiasts. I'm Mario Gear, and in today's high-octane episode, we're diving into the latest and hottest updates from the automotive world. Bugatti with their V16 hybrid successor. Get ready to rev your engines as we unpack the news of that Bugatti's upcoming Chiron successor is set to unleash the power of a V16 hybrid. The fusion of raw power and eco-friendliness is taking the hypercars to a whole new level. Then we follow up with Toyota's EV strategy being unveiled by Ted Ogawa, Toyota's North American CEO. Ted Ogawa makes headlines as we explore his perspective on the electric vehicle landscape. Is it better to buy credits than waste investment in EVs? ? Tune in and find out Toyota's strategic moves. And next up we have Honda's NASCAR buzz. Buckle up as we shift gears to the racetrack. Rumors are swirling that Honda's entry into NASCAR might be more than just speculation. Join us as we dissect the latest developments and what it means for the world of motorsports. And lastly, but not least, we have Red Bull's Christian Horner in hot water. In a thrilling twist, we'll unravel the saga involving Red Bull's Christian Horner, who recently met with F1 and FIA bosses after leaked texts came out. The drama behind the scenes promises a gripping narrative that F1 fans can't afford to miss. Stay tuned, Petrolheads. Gear Vlogs is about to ignite your passion for all things automotive. Let's hit the road and explore the fast lane together. Stay tuned. In a groundbreaking development, Bugatti is set to replace the iconic quad-turbo W16 engine in the Chiron with a colossal V16 hybrid. The automaker's successor to the Chiron promises a thrilling Auditor 12 mighty engine roaring through its gears. The French luxury car manufacturer remains tight-lipped about the hybrid's capacity and power output, adding an air of anticipation to the imminent debut. This move reflects Bugatti's continuous pursuit of automotive excellence and innovation. Car enthusiasts around the world are eagerly awaiting the official unveiling in June, marking a new era in hypercar engineering. So, yeah, what are your guys' thoughts? I've done in the past on previous Bugatti press vehicle releases. I've done live streams before. Is this something you guys would be interested in, depending on what godly hour, time of the day it may take place? Yeah, comment down below if you guys want to get together and for a live stream, and we can have a watch party for the debut, and then afterwards we can comment our thoughts and suggestions and wonder of how many pre-orders Bugatti will receive after the debut for this new hypercar. So yeah, let's see what you guys have to say. And next story up, we have Toyota and their EV strategies and announcements. In an exclusive interview with Automotive News, Toyota North America's CEO, Ted Ogawa, predicts that battery electric vehicles, BEP or BEVs, will constitute only 30% of the U.S.'s new vehicle market by 2030. Ogawa emphasizes the significance of customer demand in driving Toyota's electric vehicle strategy. He asserts that wasted investment is more detrimental than purchasing credits, signaling a problematic approach towards EV development. This statement follows Toyota's belief that EV mandates are unrealistic. The automotive industry watches closely as Toyota navigates the evolving landscape of electric mobility. And I totally agree with Toyota's stance on it. You know, here in California, you know, the end of internal combustion engines is to cease by 2035. In my opinion, it's an unrealistic goal. We don't even have the infrastructure set in place to cope with the demand for recharging of these EV vehicles. From not enough EV stations to, you know, their lack thereof, and as well as alternative fuel sources. Recently, I read an article where Shell Motor Oil Company, here at least in California, was shutting down their all of their hydrogen refueling stations. So if you have a vehicle that runs on hydrogen, good luck finding a source for refilling that. So yeah, maybe in my personal opinion, maybe by 2135, we might have adequate sources for alternative fueling options to go that route. But by 2030, I don't see it. And plus, also, as far as Toyota goes, they've been developing a new engine that runs on, I believe, hydrogen peroxide, if you can believe that one. So that'll be interesting to see if that comes out or comes to fruition. I can see it. It's like, oh, yeah, we're out of hydrogen peroxide at the pumps, but you can go to your local pharmacy store or box store and buy a couple of cases of hydrogen peroxide to get you by. Who knows? Let's move on to our third story, Honda and NASCAR. In the realm of NASCAR, the anticipation grows as reports suggest Honda's entry into competition may trend more speculation. The drive highlights the buzz surrounding Honda's potential involvement, signaling a shift from rumor to tangible possibility. This development sparks curiosity within the racing community and raises a question about the impact of such an entry on the competitive landscape. As discussions unfold, enthusiasts and stakeholders eagerly await the official confirmation, making a potential milestone in the history of NASCAR. The drive for diversity and fresh competition in NASCAR takes a compelling turn with the prospect of Honda joining the ranks. So yeah, what are your guys' thoughts? It's not the first time that NASCAR has let outsiders in. A few years back, it was Toyota. Now, Honda. Who could be next? Kia? Hyundai? Yeah, comment down below what you guys think. And let's go on to our next story. Okay, in our last story here, we have, in a recent twist in the Formula One drama, Christian Horner, the head of Red Bull Racing, engaged in a meeting with FIA bosses following the leak of incriminating texts. The drive reports that this rendezvous raises eyebrows about the potential implications for Red Bull and its relationship with FIA. The leaked texts that contain the contents of which remain undisclosed adds a layer of intrigue to an already intense Formula One season. As fans speculate on the fallout, the meeting between Horner and FIA officials becomes a focal point in the unfolding narrative of Formula One controversy. The drive provides a glimpse into unfolding of the drama behind the scenes of the pinnacle of motorsports. So, gee, I wonder what those texts were about. Maybe someone's venting their frustrations about an official or how things are being run, rule changes. Who knows? Comment down below what you guys think. I'd like to hear your thoughts. So yeah, thanks for making it this far. If you're not already following me, please do so. Follow me, share this podcast out among your friends and family. The more people that get wind of this, the hopefully the better I can keep this podcast going. I am working on getting potential guests to appear in upcoming episodes. It's just a matter of time of me reaching out to them. And we'll go from there. And if you have any suggestions for potential guests that you would like for me to have on the show, leave me a comment or send me an email. I'll take all suggestions for consideration of what you guys might like to see. So, yeah. Thanks for making it this far. And just remember that I release this podcast Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. See you on the next episode.